So, that was absolutely, as people said, one of the worst missed tags in channel history. And I have to agree, because I'm like, wait a minute, that's not... Oh, crap. Hi, this is Ashland. I am filling in for Jake and Scully. Those of you who've not heard my Sunday show, I do a talk show sort of like Jake and Scully. So please don't run away. And you can torment me just as much as you would torment Jake and Scully. I may not have as many impressively spiffy answers as they do, but I should be entertaining. It's a Sunday show that I call State of the Kingdom. And if you wish to participate in the massive amounts of torment that you can give to me on air, what you can do is you can blue message your questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. That's right, 1005959. And you too can have your questions answered on air, just like you normally would do. And I'm a little bit less discriminatory than Jake and Scully, because, you know, I don't get as many, and so usually I'm like, oh my god, I need answers, I need questions, I need something, otherwise this radio show will suck. So, that being said, I'm going to play my intro and play a song, and then come back and let the tormentation begin. This is Ashland filling in for Jake and Scully. No, I didn't kidnap them, even though I did steal his solid old Ferrari. You're on Radio KOL.
Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for it.
Hey, Ashland, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time going hard.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashland and his State of the Kingdom on the Radio KOL. Fuck.
And people are already bailing on me. Dude, no Chicken Scully. Screw this, idiot. I'm leaving. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Alright, let's see here what you guys sent me so far. Okay, let's see. Your tag asked me, I think that Jarlsberg Day should be November 5th because Jarlsberg seems like the kind of person that would go crazy and blow something up. What do you think? I think that you make no sense, because I have no idea why November 5th would be a great day to go blow something up. Freeman asks, hey, assistant, I have a question. Will you be holding a contest? And if so, which count do I send Don Taintions to? So to Don Taint Ions. Well, the tainted ions for the Don, you can send those to, that's just like, no contest tonight. Gorblox asked, did Han shoot first? Oh, hell yes. Well, it depends on which version you watch. because, you know, there's like five versions of that gunfight. You know, there's the original version, and then there was the special edition live version, and then it got modified again when they put it on tape, and then it got modified again when they put it on tape a second time for widescreen, and then you got this DVD version which is supposed to be coming out, and the timing all keeps changing. Guy Fawkes Day is November 5th. Oh, well, you know, that would assume that I would have a clue about any type of, you know, holiday outside of my country, because, you know, I'm a stupid American who doesn't care a rat's ass about anything else but ourselves, and I'm going to go stuff myself with food and smoke my $100 bills while, yeah. Anyway. Gleaves asks, with the new smithing recipes, is getting a tenderizer hammer a must for hardcore? I do believe so. Unless you've got spells, then yeah, that's going to be good. Gore Blacks asks, if Van Halen becomes a teacher, would he be hot for himself? Well, that'd be good unless he's trying to do the teacher, then we'd have a real good conundrum going on in our own hands. Insurgni, is this the fifth show in a row that Jake has missed? Has he died? No, he's not died. I think he's on this, like, this world contour. You know, he's doing Comic-Con first, and I think he's at Otakon, and then I think he's going somewhere else, and then I think he's doing KOL-Con, and then they're going to, like, padlock him to the desk and make him write the stuff for Crimbo, and, you know, things like that. Let's see here. Nico Chan 314 asks, what is best in life? As he screams it at me. Cold beer and twins. I'll let you figure out what I'm doing with the cold beer and the twins. Ponjos, no. Teacher's assistant. 1005959. I have a new toy. Freeman says, since you're taking Jake and Scully's place for any 2 hours, do you have any plans to change the kingdom? Yes, I'm going to put in a I win button. I'm going to put in a create Ashalon a custom avatar / custom item button, and I'm going to make sure that everyone has free pie, because as we all know, you can never go without too little pie. That's pretty bad. Let's see here. LSK, what do you think? Jay and Scully have had so many few shows lately. Oh, I don't know. Maybe all these conventions they keep going to. And I think there was a wedding. And, yeah. They're not in town. Gore Black says, I can imagine Jake standing by his driveway saying, damn, nigga, so much, sell a gold Ferrari. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Istanbul, my first hardcore run was Sorcerer for Reagents. My second was Possumenser for Noodles. This one's Turtle Tamer for Sympathy. I tend to do one more hardcore run after this one. What do you recommend? Well, I would really suggest you do two more, which is to get Empathy and then Leisha Linguini, because then you'll have good familiar skills. Then if you're going to do more than that, then also do Lunging Thrustmack and Eye of the Step. Because those are good and helpful for hardcore. Gore Black's ass, alright, time to give me some stock answers for Channel Newbie. Depends on what questions you send me from Channel Newbie or your stock answers. What's the best place to adventure at each level up to 15? Well, really, below level 4, you kind of are kind of hamstrung there with what you can deal with. 4 is the Guano Junction, level 5 and level 6, and level 7 would be the Menagerie level 3. Unless you're going for Mysticality, then level 2 tends to skew a little bit more better for Mysticality points. I've noticed that on my runs. For 8 and 9, you want to go to the Icy Peak, and then 10 and up is going to be the Castle. Unless you need stuff, then pick. Not Radio Bugbear, Teacher's Assistant, player number 1005959. Mat loading skills is okay, Gleaves, for hardcore, but I still think the familiar skills are a little bit better. Teacher's assistance, 100-5959. And I'm going to 100-5959. That's where you send them. That's where you send them. Istanbul says, at the end of each softcore run, I always wind up with crap I never use. I always auto-sell it. Any ideas on something else to do with it? You can sometimes get away doing some trading and trade with people. Are you looking for a collection, or maybe it's an item that the bounty hunter will buy for a little bit better? Other than that, yeah, screw it. See here. Why did you get pissed off at the guy who asked if there would be a contest? Oh, that'd be you. Because you... let's see here. What was it? You did that, then you came on a second contest that wished you get a real radio station, and then you then came in the next day and then spammed the channel that I was gay, and you badgered me every single day to unblock you? Dude, your best thing is to just not bother me for a while. Thank you. Why did the price of flare guns go down? Well, that was actually a pretty easy question. Flare guns are your generic item, and as more people get them, you have a larger supply. Unless there's a demand to get those items out of the mall, the basic tenets of supply and demand are going to say more supply, lower price, until demand is such that they increase the price back. So... no offense, I'm gonna catch up with some chickens. Fine, be that way. I don't know. Can I unblock you? No. Dave Vernon asks, if in the course of a hardcore run you happen to come across an elemental wad, such as by smashing a glowing red eye, would it be worth spending the time to get an HHP? I'm not sure what an HHP is. You know, because I'm not all into those abbreviation lingos. You know, I know what HHH is. You know, he's a wrestler, and I know what HP is. That's a computer company. I'm not sure what an HHP is. You know, but elemental wads are nice. Gives you little. Homeopathic healing powder. I'm not sure what the turn balance on that is. If the turn balance that you get to get the powder is going to be less than the turn balance you get from the wad, then yeah, go do it. If it's more, then don't. So, I honestly don't know what the math is on that one, because I've really not thought about that one. But... you know, rule of thumb, if it takes more turns to get something than you would gain from using said item, don't go after the item you need to use the item that you want to use. I'm hoping that made absolute, complete sense. Hot hentai prawn. God. Groblex asks, while you're at it, name the gift shop guy. I'll call him George. So I can love him and hug him and squeeze him and... no, never mind. Ponjos asks, what is your favorite joke or item or content in the game? Favorite item? I still like the rubber emo rose because it's one of the few items... I didn't say the only one, but one of the few items where Jake and Scully and the writers basically make fun of themselves and of us. The Blue Ribbon adventure last St. Sneaky Peace Day, I laughed. I did. It. I was like, oh, that's funny, because it just kept going. And, yeah, I think that's about good. Freeman says, do you think it's worth to follow chatbot's ascension, or are they pointless? They're not in any way semblance designed to be organized very well at all. So, I wouldn't. Now let's look down here again. Questions go to teacher's assistant, because this is a little bit different. And certainly ask, how much of an advantage would those with a large skill bank have over others when NS-13 rolls out? I think it depends on which skills you have. If you have skills that, say, the skills that give you elemental defense, well, that'll help, because we're going to have items that are going to attack you much more elementally than they do now. If you have the flavor of magic skill taken, that you can then modify your spells to a specific damage type, I think that will help. I think if you have pulverize and smithing and can make these newer weapons that came out last week that give elemental damage that you can customize to the type of weapon that you need for that type of damage, I think that will be an advantage. You know, there are still some skills that absolutely nobody thinks is an advantage to have at all. So, you know, the people who have every skill softcored, yeah, might have a little bit of advantage because they already have them. But I think if you pick and choose and pick appropriate ones to deal with the new attack styles that's coming out, I think anybody can be okay, regardless of how many you have, as long as you have them and such. Now, Vernon asks, if I play D&D, and if so, traditional or D20 modern, and what class or theme? I have mentioned this before. I was a GM on a Neverwinter Nights server called Tales of Silver Marsh, which has actually been revitalized, because the people who screwed me over and kicked my ass out because they got on a big-ass power trip, basically pissed off, everybody, and then just in a fit of rage, locked the game and took it down. And then locked the forms when people try to reorganize themselves, and wham, wham, wham. So I play on that. So I guess I, what is that, 3.5? I guess the rule set there. I don't really do much of the modern. I don't do much of the space-based. So it's pretty much just Forgotten Realms style that I do in Neverwinter. And I really do not have a D&D group, because I've not really, you know, I don't go looking for D&D groups in my town, because it's not big enough to where basically I would either find really scary people in my town, or it would be like my kids that I teach, and that would not be interesting. Oh, it would be interesting, just not be interesting to come back to school the next day. My friend's the GM for Evercrack 2. Yeah, okay, that's my feeling. Faceless Schmuck says, you ought to be able to smith a sleaze wad in a meat stack to make a sleaze stack. thoughts. That's kind of funny. But do you need some no-dos to get rid of the Z's? Or some Nitol so you can help you find your Z's? So you take it from the sleaze and you get Z-slee, and then you can make the slee stack. So there we go. We need some Nitol. Freeman says, what do you think about Radio GKOL? It's a radio station in Games Channel, and it's a radio station. I don't have an opinion on it. No one on that station has pissed me off. No one on that station has made me, you know, fawn over them one way or another. So I am completely neutrality and ambivalent, and really I don't have an opinion. I just don't have an opinion at all. You know, now, if you ask me about certain people at other former stations, such as Underground Radio, KOL, I have an opinion on those. But, you know, I have no opinion at all about GKOL. Let's see here. I don't even know what PKOL is. I've never heard of that one. You know. Sorry. Gleebs asks, what caused the demand for radio button candy to spike the price in the mall? You know, I honestly do not have a clue what caused that. I honestly do not know. I just remember I was mumbling about the fact that it was under a million for the longest time, and all of a sudden someone says something, I was like, huh? I was like, oh my god, it has spiked. So I do not know. No, Rickett, she must not be named. No. Bad Rickett. I still want that bump, Rickett. You know the one I want. Kirana says, in the cove, there should be an R-Pig that drops R-Pig launcher. See, but if you're going to make a reference, it's got to be a lot more sneaky, so you don't see it coming immediately, because, you know, as soon as you see an R-Pig, you know what it's going to launch or drop. So, you know, you got to make it just a little bit, you know, sneakier than that. Dave Vernon says, you'll end up with a net loss of adventures, but if you use on a stat day, you get over 80 main stat. Just back to the powder. Okay, well then you would go, how many stats would I get on each adventure in the area that I'm working in per adventure? If it gets more than 80, it's not worth it. Tag asks, do I like or have I heard of Joe Cartoon? Nope, never heard of it. So therefore, don't like it, don't hate it either. Let's see here. Again, questions can go to teacher's assistant. Sorry, number 1005959. An item idea. Braces of defense. Damage absorption plus 80, Moxie minus 3. There are these wire things that go in your mouth. I know you can't put them into the game, but do it anyway. Oh, I thought you were going to try to write the joke for it. You know, you could talk about that. You know, the girls with underbites wear these things, and make a whole joke on the beer baby and ventilation ducts sound remix. You know, be careful when kissing with these, especially if someone else has a pair, because you might just be stuck at the lips for a while, you know. I know, I can. This is why I don't write the humor for the game, because, like, you know, I suck at that. Freeman asks, what do you think is better for farming at the peak? The 15% item drop bonus for the ice pick, or the 5% familiar weight to an ADD other meat drop familiar from a pith helm? I'm thinking a... Well, look, if you're going to be in the icy peak, you're not farming for items. You're farming mainly for meat. Yes, the items are nice, and you want to boost that up. So, you know, do a little math. Slap on the ice pick, the 15%, do like 20 turns, see how many items you get, then slap on your familiar way with your pith helmet, and just kind of do a count. Do you get enough items for the auto sell, or even the sell that the bounty hunter would take, to offshoot the amount of meat that you would get with the pith helmet? I mean, this is kind of where a lot of these people figure this out. Now, Gleaves is saying the pith helm, but, you know, my point is, if it is a you know, hippo skin day or a penguin skin day in the bounty hunter area, it might get close. What items do you get from the peak? Penguin skins and yeti furs. That's all you get. Basis Smuck, what do you think of Eberron? Is that like Oberon? Or I don't know what that is. What's your opinion on these certain other KOL radio stations? Well, let's see here. Underground Radio was basically some godforsaken whore throwing a fit, and WKOL was a station made well, but for the wrong reasons, and I blame specifically two people, and only two people, and everyone else is innocent bystanders. But then the carnage was always it. So, You know, and all these other stations that are coming around. I don't care. I don't care how many radio stations are attached to a game. I mean, this is the one I quote-unquote work for, and I'm cool with that. You know? Everyone has their own niche. All these stations that are coming up have their own niche for one reason or another. There are some stations that exist for the clan itself. There are some clans I know that have their own stream, and they do in-clan stuff. That's cool. You know, it has a reason for being there. So, my whole thing on these other stations. Now, the people who try to come in and usurp a given station, well, I don't like GKOL, so I'll make a one that's better. Or I don't like Radio KOL, so I'm going to make one that's better and spam the crap out of the channels trying to get people to listen to my radio station instead. I have no respect for that type of person, and they keep popping up every so often. So, again, PKOL, I don't know what that is, no one's told me, I can't make an opinion on what I don't know about. So, there you go. Gorblack says, I think it's because some people thought the radio button candy was discontinued along with the old gear. Nope. Sorry, they're still around. Why don't you think exploding animals haven't been put in the game yet? Because it's not funny? That would be my thing. Well, AdRider, that's two. I keep waiting for someone to make a block buff or bump for that. The hours of fluff. Mr. English 22 says, how many days does it take to get the White Castle trophy without Stomach of Steel? Let's see here. You have to eat 60 items plus 10 items. That's 70. And you can eat, if they're all too filling, you can eat 7 of them a day. And then you have like this one point that you can't eat anything with, except like a hot wing. So, 10 days? 10 days. It goes down to 7 if you have stomach. So, do a deep run, save 3 days. Also, which account do I send stars to? You can send it to Ashlyn. That's fine. Where in the kingdom can I get a cup of coffee? I know you can get some coffee cups. And then you could always ask Spirit Owl to fill them for you. I'm not sure if you really want to drink his filled cups. But then there's the hippie tea. You know, I don't know where you have to get a cup of full coffee. I just know you can get the empty cups. No, Nico. Bad Nico. Bad, bad Nico. Bad. I sent it to Teetotaler today. What should I do with my booze? If it's good booze, like the early stuff you get, put it in your mall. You make some meat. If not, save it till you do a softcore no path run and use them then. Theronic asks, is the MMG really worth the risk of losing for the chance of quickly doubling any bets you make or take? It's 50-50. You're always going to lose a little bit on the bet one way or another because of the take. But as my most favorite macro, which is, of course, number 10, says, if you've actually feel the need to lose millions of meat to the MMG, just donate to Ashlyn, and he will find great use for it on the radio. If you're absolutely positive that you're going to lose it, then just go ahead and send it on over. These days, this is gonna work. Okay. Again, if you have questions, please send them to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. 1005959. I'm going to beat people 867-5309. Yeah, there's a great character number. Let's see here. whenever you decide you're losing too much on the MMG, stop, take a break, get away. Robux says, I know they're still around, but people buying RBCs might not. Go sell your RBCs. There you go. Istanbul says, this is a set of wires that are installed in the mouth for some reason. Maybe they can deflect a blow to the face or pick up Mexican radio. No comprende, it's a riddle. a decade we'll have 8675309. Well, I don't know, we could like spam up the number of accounts like we did when we tried to get 1,000,000. That was fun. Kumo D has some coffee. Oh, that's right. Yeah, go bug KMD. Where can I wash my familiars? The familiar wash. You're just upset that I keep catching up to you. So quit whining about it. PQL is a radio station made by people who left WQL, if I heard correctly. Okay. Good luck to them. I hope they don't, if it's self-run, then they probably won't get screwed over by the person who started it because he... my tongue. Next question. If I could go back in time, I would give you my MMG losses, as I can't now want to do the reverse. No, Nico, I'm not upset that I'm still losing. Because I keep catching you. And you have to admit that I do. And you know what? I don't care anymore. You're the one who cares. Oh, questions. See, this is where we start to suck. If this is teacher's assistant, I have a question. Why does the pickle factory disappear and will it return one day? This is by Death by Nochi. It's a spectral pickle, and there's this time warp continuum counterflux that every so often interferes with the gravitational tides of the now 2 to 3 moons, and when everything aligns within the chakras and your chi is full and the red star is within the fingers, then the spectral pickles will then generate a nice green glow, which makes Pickle Factory coherent enough to where it gives this sense of gravity to surrounding subtachyon particles and allows it to be a corporeal building for as long as this conjunction continues on. When this next conjunction is, I don't know, especially since now the third moon's come in, it just screwed up all the prediction tables. So, sorry. And if you can get every single reference in that hodgepodge of disaster, more power to you. Especially the red moon in the fingers. The red star in the fingers. You know why Jick skipped ID so no one got the 1,000,000 account? Oh, no. Someone did, and it was promptly nuked. See, let me explain to you. Back in that day, we're all sitting here in radio and other various channels. And Xenophobe. God loves Xenophobe. Comes out with a nice, big, sexy, shiny, red system message and goes, people who are making blatant multis to try to get the 1,000,000 account will be bleeded, or will be disabled. Thank you. Have a nice day. At that point, the multi, and I do mean multi-creation, that had been going on about 5 to 10 a minute, stopped. And I mean stopped. Like maybe one every 3 minutes. And then about an hour passed and people forgot. Or they weren't on. And so they started building them again. And someone posted this chart. They actually had tracked the ID numbers. And right about the time when it finally hit, you see it start to grow. 2 minutes, 2 per minute, 3 per minute, 4.5 per minute, 5.5 per minute, 30 in 1 minute. Because everybody had sat there. And apparently the person who finally ended up getting the 1,000,000 had 15 windows open and went click, 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 click. Because of the ones right then, of this 30 in this 1 minute, 15 were the same person. And then they whined that they had been disabled. And then, of course, great humor happens again because, well, it was my brother who did that. And he's never allowed to touch my computer again. Right. It's always the younger brother. always have to blame your asshattery on the younger sibling. Why can't you grow a pair and own up to your stupidity? I love it. It's great. Holy crap. Somebody sent me something big. What if it was my cat? What? Your cat's not going to create 15 multis. Divided by zero. Seriously. Teacher's assistant. 100-5959. Send your questions there. Let's see here. Have I ever heard Nick and Merrick's post-Jick cooldown show? I heard like 15 minutes of it once, where Nick opened mouth, insert foot, and now apparently has to do 24.5 girls at con. And no, Nick, I don't know who made the multis. I don't remember the thread. Isn't there a thread? Dugian says, Ready Button candy prices went up because some people in the Softcore 888 contest bought a bunch to help them out. Ah. That's a contest that I've really not been paying a bit of attention to. Istanbul, cold resistance is good versus Yeti. Hot is good versus the Friars. Spooky is good versus the Cemetery and the Knobshaft. Sleazy and stench resistance are good for... Sleazy, I think, is good against the Orchasm. And stench would be against... Boy, top of my head, I can't think of a stench monster set of stuff. Oh, but don't worry. I promise you they're coming. And when NS-13 comes out, I promise you. Oh, yeah, Sleazy's holding the sky as well. The order of blame goes... Siblings, pets, the one-armed man, Satan, Jick, and maybe hormones. Orchasm not do sleaze damage? Hippie Camp, Guano Junction. There you go. I think the prawn does sleazy damage. Freeman asks, if you were just starting off as a newbie at this stage of the game, do you think you'd be so big you'd be lost, or do you think the game still retains its simplicity? Well, looking back at the game since when I started, and we have now Ascension, and I think somewhere we've somehow lost the ability to explain Ascension to newbies, because we're all so used to it at this point, because that's the question I get a lot. What does Ascension even mean? I'm scared to ascend because I'm afraid I'm going to lose all my stuff forever. Apparently, someone's lost the link to the Ascension fact. Even though it's, you know, that's the thing, is that you get to it when you're ready to ascend, you know. But, anyway. I think so. You know, when I was a newbie, I flat out just had to go find a spoiler text file, because I had no clue that half these quests were even, like, there. And really, what they've done is they really have bettered the newbie training and bettered the go do these quests because you need to from the council pointers. And so I don't think they really made it much more difficult. When does this become spoiler fest? I'm not spoiling anything that's not blatantly obvious. Come on. It's not like I'm telling all the new stuff that came out like 2 hours ago. Oh, whoops. Okay. So, I've got, really no questions right now. So I'm going to play a couple songs. And then we'll come back and I'll do some more. You're listening to a Monday night edition of State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. I love it. People are like, God damn it, oh, Jake and Scully, this sucks. He's like, listen to me. Oh, crap, still doing Q&A. Do a cover show Tuesday. That should be fun. Let's continue. Again, if you have a question that you would like me to look at, then you can deal with that to WTeacher's assistant, which is plan number 1005959. Matt G, I could have sworn I sent that to you, like, during the show. So unless something stupid happened, which I'll be able to look real quick, and it decided to not go anywhere, you should have already gotten that in a package. Let me go look. You really should have already gotten that. Well, I'll be. It didn't send out. Okay. I'll send it out here real quick. Because I don't know what happened. That should have worked. Otherwise, I don't know why that didn't go. Weird. Gotta love stupidity and bad DJs not sending things like they're supposed to, and there, it's sent. There you go. Alright, moving on. What's my favorite color and why? Asked Mr. English 22. Blue, because it's pretty. Moving on. If I asked really nice, would you pimp the Dallas meet occurring in November, only if her name is Debbie and if she promises to do me? Because, you know, I'm going to get drunk, and if there's girls there, I want to do them. It's in the community forums if you want to read it. And I can't go because it's a bad weekend. I already have a conflict. I already know. So I cannot go to Dallas. Sorry, guys. Fairnex says, does the use of pulverize require your character to be a muscle class like the Pasta Master's requirement to be in the guild to get the walk? Yes and no. The pulverize piece, it can pulverize things. That does not need to be a muscle class. You can destroy things whenever you want. If you wanted to merge them together into nuggets or into wads, if they're not already there, then you'd have to be a muscle class so you can get to the anvil. Or the malice. That's what they call it. Oh, it's okay. Someone got the reference. Yay. Istanbul says, do you think it's worthwhile to hardcore permatinize armor craftiness? You never have to farm for wolf's mask again to get the free outfit, and you can make other nice gears. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a great skill. Actually, get all the crafting and smithing and creating foods and drinks skills, because it makes you self-sufficient. Freeman, do you smoke? Nope, I am allergic. So, no brands. And I love State of Arkansas, because we put a smoking ban in place, and so all these restaurants with these dumbass motherfuckers who sit right next to you and blow smoke into the non-smoking section because they're dicks. Oh, fuck you! You can't do that no more! So you divide by zero asks, what are the chief exports of the Kingdom of Loathing? Sarcasm, Mr. Accessories, and t-shirts, so you can hide your nipples. Veronik asks, what's your opinion on this idea, the elite clothing and such from the Valley Beyond the Orc Chasm, creating an outfit with the intrinsic effect which changes all writing and chat into elite speak? Oh dear fucking god, no! No! beat Ferenc now. LSK, who's your favorite other KOL player? Player 273-5267. Freeman, was the Ascension Trophy available for all accounts active when it rolled out, or just those online on the day it rolled out? No, you had to have an account that existed at the time of Ascension when it rolled out. You did not have to be online that day. Kifa78, during a hardcore run, how much time, if any, should I spend farming vampire hearts? No, I've not talked to a lot of the... my kitty wants in the room. She's meowing at the door. No, she's pushing at the door. I don't know if any of the high-speed runners are doing it, but I don't. I don't know anything about... Hold on a second. Okay, this is my first hardcore run as a non-miss class, and I already missed my MMJs. What should I use for MP restoration? Not all smokers are assholes. I am aware of that. However, the last three restaurants I was in, they were. Not all of them, but when I'm highly allergic and they're blowing smoke over the wall that's supposed to be into the non-smoking area with as much force as they can, then, yeah. There's a great many that enjoy a smoke like I just enjoy a beer. Well, that's fine, but I don't appreciate the smoke in my face. And that's my problem. Yes, my cat. Let's see here. So anyway, back to the MMJs. Soda water is good, because you can buy those. Let's see here. Do I answer questions attached to bricks? Yes. What is the best combination of weapons and armors for farming at the Icy Peak? Go to the wiki and do a search for the words dressing for success, and it gives you five or six different outfits to put together. Blow fists at them, Ash. Nice. But usually with an Icy Peak, everything that does meat boost is what you want to go there. So, like I said, Dressing for Success, that's a great wiki page. It's pretty cool. Let's see here. Scroll down. Where was I? Holy shit. I understand why Jake and Scully gripe at the gun run. I just got gun runned. Lacal Courier, what do you think furry pants sell for so much in the mall? Because they're useful? The Gunrun says, can you talk about the first time you ever had sex? Yes, I can, but I don't want to. When do you think 90 Sorcerers 13 will finally roll out? Hopefully before Crimbo? Oh, dear God. Can you guys do your Jick impression? No. Freeman asks, when you're an AT, can you use the skills to require entry to a guild since you can still enter the guild? Can you use the skills to require entry to a guild? Oh, like if you're an accordion thief and you want to make high main because you have to use the still or, you know, for drinks or the walk? No. Scroll down. Looking for interesting questions. Do I know any Filipinos? Well, noted that there's a large contingent of relocated refugees from various wars in my town. Yeah, I know pretty much just about any reference you guys can come up with. Why are there no fish in the kingdom? Because I think Jake and Scully can't swim and they're scared of water. Have you ever looked at porn with your woman? No. Because we're like... I don't know, watch the bad acting. Okay, guys, if you have questions, you can send those to 1005959. And... because I have, like, really no newish questions. Because I'm not reading Gun Run's monstrosities and stuff. Okay. Prawns or fishes? No prawns or prawns. Yeah, it's 1005959. Isabel says, why no twinkly high mane? Oh, Jig talked about that once, is that... they're trying to align, you know, five low mains, five chow mains, five high mains. The twinkly powder may or may not have a use some other point with the new stuff. It's as far as I know what's going on there. Dear DJ Ash, why won't there be a LARP this year? Loves Merrick. You know, I wondered that. I think there's like a costume ball Saturday night at Con. I'm not sure why they're not doing a LARP, honestly. Not that I actually have stayed at the LARP, since I have to leave Phoenix at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Which is gonna suck. Badly. Badly, belly, belly. Okay. Looking for questions, because, boy, I could use some good ones. 1005959. Teacher's assistant. If I could own my own island, what would you name it? Well, if it already had a cool name, I'd probably leave it as it was. Have I ever looked at porn with Jick or Scully? I don't think there's any porn out there that has Jick or Scully in it, and if so, I'm not sure if Phoenix or Jezzerfly would have actually allowed that to be released to the public, even though, you know, that'd be hot. I'm not sure I want to see Jick naked. There's just something that just makes me go, ew. You know, Scully? Yeah, I think I could deal with that, but ew. What would be the fastest order to ascend Turtle Tamer Oxy, Hostile Mancer Oxy, and Normal? And Disco non-Oxy, in which kills should I keep? Assume no prior hardcore runs. Oh my god. Postamancer, normal. No, Postamancer Oxy, take Postamastery. Then take Postamancer normal. Take. Oh, dude, go. No, Postamancer Oxy. Turtle Tamer Oxy. Then go Postamancer normal. And then Disco non-Oxy. So that's just an ugly combo, but that's the ones that you wanted to do, so that's what I would say. Dear DJ Ash, costume contest is not equal to LARP. I will cry without it and cry and cut myself and get fired. And everything other joke about me has been beaten to death. Oh my god, hearts of Merrick. Merrick, I'm firing you for this. I know I don't have the power to, but goddamn, no. I honestly don't know. I honestly do not know what's going on with that. I have no power over the plans, and I... who organized the LARP last year? I know it wasn't Jake or Scully. It was somebody else. Go ask them why there's not a LARP this year. I honestly do not know. Honestly do not know. Ted Pro. Okay. I don't know if Ted Pro's doing a LARP this year, or why he's not doing a LARP, or stuff like that. Let's see here. Do you think you will ever become rich? I'm a teacher, so unless I break the odds and win the lottery, that would be a no. Kiefer 78, are cats evil, or do they just have psychological problems? Well, mine's neurotic. Aren't you? She's one of those that, you know, she'll want you to rub on her and give her attention. As long as the other adult in the house doesn't catch her. Because as soon as the other person sees her being loved on, she has to run to you like she's been caught cheating or something so she can get attention from you as well. It's so funny. And so there'll be times like, well, we'll set things up where, you know, she's just absolutely just, you know, asleep and putting the hands, and they're like, okay, walk in now. And she'll look there, and you can tell, don't want to move, but I have to. I've been caught. It's so funny. It's complicated, the LARP thing. It's Ted Pro, Nightmare Balam, and Vita Londres. Poke. I'm being poked. Jake and the Amids make the decision that there be no LARP. Okay, so it's Jake's fault. Okay. So Merrick, if you have a question about the LARP, go talk to Jake. So, yeah. Which, I think this will be my first con. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Now, it's not my first time to Phoenix. You know, I've told this story before. I was at a convention with my fraternity. We had a national convention down at the big convention center downtown, and we needed alcohol because, you know, we're college students, all of above the age of 21, and I'm really not kidding on this. We were all 21. There's about 20 of us. We're like, you know, and we're like, dude, we need alcohol because we need beers and other stuff now. And so one of the guys is like, well, dude, I found this liquor store. It's that way about a mile. I'm like, okay. So all 20 of us go off walking down downtown Phoenix. And, you know, 9 o'clock at night. Not really even thinking about, you know, anything bad about downtown Phoenix. But there's 20 of us. You know, no single one person is going to try to jump us. Even though, you know, we do have, like, all the tags of people who you should jump. Because, you know, we've got the small white boys. We've got the cute floopy girls. We've got the token guy in a wheelchair. It's just like, you know, every stereotypical, that would be a person to jump. All in one large group. Oh, what happened? And, so yeah. So we get down to the liquor store, and we start buying our stuff, and we see one of our guys is talking to the police officer that's in there. Like, okay. And so he kind of starts telling us, okay, look, first off, apparently we're not supposed to be in this part of town, because we're not A, the right color, and B, not the right size, and C, we're also wearing the wrong colors. And actually wearing no colors, and so he's surprised that we actually made it here and didn't get shot, killed, and burnt to our corpses and stuff. And so he's going to hire this homeless guy here, who apparently nobody messes with, because I don't know why nobody messes with him, but nobody messes with this one homeless guy. But he's going to walk us back to the convention center. So all 20 of us now, again, kind of wheelchair. Token white boys, floopy little skinny white girls, you know, the you know, the guy in the wheelchair, he was now carting along 3 cases of beer on his lap as we're pushing him along, reusing him as the cart. But we're like, oh, screw this. So we're walking with this homeless guy, and he is off kilter, you know. Again, stereotypical, slightly deranged homeless guy. But, so we get back, and again, we don't even see anybody even out, much less, you know, this and that, but, half of them, a bus stopped, so half of them got on the bus, and we still beat them back. We're like, that bus had to stop, like, every block when nobody was there. But it was like, yeah, so, downtown Phoenix, apparently interesting places. apparently interesting places. You mean you weren't big black people? Yeah, that would be correct. So, yeah. Moving on to like normal questions and things now. And looking for intriguing things to answer. Scrolling down. Is the Yorkshire population of England represented well in the USA, or do all Yanks think that the English are all Ponzi Southerners? Look, England's not the South. If you're gonna come talk about the South, you gotta talk about the South. If they can't go y'all and you-ins, and you want to, then we don't acknowledge. You know, the South is below said Mason-Dixon line out to about Texas, and then if you go further, then that's like the Southwest, which is all hippies and Native Americans, and there we go. So, let's see here. No, I meant they're watching too. Oh, been watching with Chick or Scully, not at. No, I've not done that. Even though apparently AMP has done that and just nauseated everybody with apparently this god-awful bad porn at some convention. But that's a story for him to tell later. Do I think you could beat Chick and or Mr. Scully in a UFC-style fight? Mr. Scully, no. He's bigger than me, and that would be bad. Chick would be a 50-50 shot. Divide by zero asks, what's my least favorite skill? Spirit of Rigatoni. I think that's like everybody's least favorite skill. Are the collection pages in the hall or records limited to a few items, or is it completely random? As I have a couple of collections for which the item has never been shown in there. It's completely random. Again, if you have questions, you can send them to teacher's assistant 100-5959. Please don't talk about what AMP is into. I am in Arkansas. Nico Chan wants to know, is seeing Scully naked best in life? Well, maybe to Jezreelfly. But, you know, I thought you swooned to answers such as, I'm about to go off to war without the touch of a woman. Would you honor me with whatever that was that you were telling that story? That was funny. I was laughing so hard I couldn't resist him. So apparently that's the way how you now make the move on women, is you make them laugh so hard that I guess whenever you take off their pants, they're laughing so hard that they can't stop you. So like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to be in so much trouble very soon. By the way, I'm not politically correct, if you haven't figured this out. Because I hate to politically correct. Oh, God. I'm so bad. NPZR organized LARP last year. I don't think they have time to do it right now. Okay. Apparently, nobody has a definitive decision on what's going on with LARP. So, I'm going to say that basically there's no LARP because it was already predetermined that I was going to win, and they've already given me my prize, which is a cookie and a half-drunk glass of milk. And, there you go. Istanbul says, what do you think the best Mr. Store item has been this year, not counting the snow cone tome, since that's a gimme? Oh, crap. You're going to make me look. Jeweled hat, because I don't want to go look, and I'm going to be lazy. Pudding Man, would you recommend I go for Gourdcore, Gender Bender, or Golden Meat Stack at the same time? Gourdcore and Golden Meat Stack tend to do blend together, because you can gain meat, and then you can finish it up with a couple extra days of the Golden Meat Stack. But the Gender Bender is a completely... No, it's not the different area, is it? No, because if you do it right, you can get webs and... Yeah, do all three. Do all three. people are basically randomly spitting out massive amounts of confusion about the LARP, and so I'm gonna stop answering your random delusional comments, because there's like three more after this, and I'm like, no. The gun run needs mental help. Seriously. Oh my gosh. Do I listen to techno? Hey guys, do I listen to techno? do I listen to techno? Do I play techno on my shows? Oh yes. Freeman, how strict are the USA's underage drinking rules? As I'm 18, which over here means I can get drink as much as I want, and I am visiting family in the US soon, and I want to know if I could get away with it. If it's in a private house, and you have complete and full permission within the house, and you don't go out drunk, yeah. If you expect to go out to a bar and show an ID from whatever country that allows 18 and expect to be able to drink, no. I love the techno. Play some Tool. Maybe later. I will. Hi, Cat. What are you doing? Come here. Now she wants out. Silly cat. Again, if you have questions for me to, answer, then 1005959. Why do you assume people from the South are retarded or stupid? Yes, we have our morons, and so do Northerners. Hello, from the South. I'm making fun of myself. Because that's what I do. and yes, there are morons pretty much about everywhere. Hello, Ricky. Have I seen Clerks 2? No, I've not really seen much movies in a while. Making chrome weapons in OxyCore worth it? Don't see any reason why not. Don't go looking for the extra stuff. If you pick it up, great. Spend a few turns to get it early on. But yeah, I don't see a reason why not to make chrome weapons. England has a north-south divide as well, except for the south of England is full of rich people, and the north is supposedly full of tough but dumb farmers without running water. I thought that was like England versus Scotland, because if you went above Hadrian's Wall, then you were all barbarians. I'm still going to die. I'm going to get the con. I've already got three threats to be punched, have my eardrums pierced out. I'm still going to die when I go to con. This is why I don't go to cons, because people would kill me and stuff. What instruments can I play? Clarinet and bad piano. Boo. 120 minutes of racial insensitivity with Ashalon. That was political incorrectness with Ashalon. Oh, that's right. We're flashing people for stars. I forgot that. That's going to be wrong. Not really Kale, but would a tortoise make a good pet? My mom has a tortoise. It reminds me of my brother's tortoise that he bought when he was like 9, and he's 20-something now, and this is when you go into the pet store and they're selling Teenage Mutant Ninja Box Turtles. I'm not kidding on this. And my brother bought one because he loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and so I had to have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Box Turtle. Yep. Now in my mom's house, in my dad's house, and brother does not take care of it at all because he's moved out somewhere else. What is Banana Phone and why don't you play it? It is sent from hell to destroy you all. It is the bane of all that is good. I think the Gunrun has these, like, pre-macroed or something. they're written in the plural sense. And it's just me. Oh, gosh. Play Banana Phone. God, no. While I'm in hardcore, is there any way to see what skills I have softcore permed? That's why I have my Excel spreadsheet, because it makes it nice and easy. If you can't eat meat in the games, asked Rev Newlyson, how about making fat stacks of cash edible? You know, you eat the rich? peanut butter jelly time. Badger. Do I drink iced tea? Yes. To my first video game console. The Atari 2600. Or was it the Commodore 64? I don't remember which one came out first, but those were my firsts. Let's see here. Yorkshire's in the north of England. There's a little rhyme about us Yorkshire-born, Yorkshire-bred, strong in arm, thick in head. Okay. yeah, Rev, yeah, Radio Bugbear, the eating the fat stacks of cash. let's see here. Questions. Dude, chill out. This is when I wish I could ban people. God. I think it's time for a song. Okay, music. Let's see here. What do I want to play? I think I'll go do Papa Roach. So you can have a conversation without having dead air. Play a song. Yeah, listen to me type. Alright, I'm going to be back. I'm going to go deal with a setting on Teacher's Assistant. Again, if you have any questions next half hour, Teacher's Assistant 1005959 and stuff. Okay, Gunrun, you have a timeout. Chill. Freeman, what's the big deal about the number 11 and 13? They're primes. Golf, how long does it take to get a Mr. A when you donate via Amazon? A couple of days. If you don't get it within a week, use that report bug and link up at the top and tell what happened and give your details and stuff. How come you don't get wrapping paper when you unwrap gifts? It would make sense other than eliminating a rare. Guess I don't. What do you think about Blue Message? What do you think about using a Hobo Shaman Familiar team? You spend 10 turns boozing your shaman and then switch him back and forth with necessity. Good plan on road to a 100-day hardcore? 100-day hardcore? Dear God. Hobos and shaman. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who do familiar teams. You know, there's some who do Cheshire Bats and Pixies or back and forth. So, you know, the whole thing with familiars, go with your playstyle. If you have a playstyle that works and it works for you and it gives you what you want it to do and it works with efficiency, use it. You know, just be aware that, you know, I don't see a problem with that one. I mean, that one makes a good logical sense. But there are other combos out there which are perfectly fine. Again, if you have any questions you'd like for me to talk about it on air, then you can send that to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. And, you know, a little bit crazier questions than I normally get, but I normally do the show Sunday afternoons, 4 o'clock Central. It's kind of the same type format. I ramble around, I answer questions, I look at gameplay, you can bounce your ideas off of me, and I tell you if they're stupid or not. And it's just kind of much interesting and things. And let's go to the questions. And is Poultrygeist a rare item? No, not really. But it helps you make a nice familiar if you gave it a hat. Well, I realized that after I sent that, I missed about half the words. Sorry. And I kind of figured out somewhat what I beat the naughty sorceress with a pet rock once. I don't recommend it. Well, yeah, well, Merrick beat it naked, so, nah-huh. I did, Allie. He has a timeout. Wow, I have no questions. So this is the point where I twiddle my thumbs and would then exchange the witty banter with the co-host and then make your mom jokes for a while. But unfortunately, I have no co-host. And my cat, who's sitting here on the floor looking at me, sniffing my foot, I got her from the Humane Society, so I don't know anything about her mother. And, you know, doing her mother would be absolutely just pretty foul and illegal in some states, more than likely. And we're really not going there, because she's just like, you're delusional. But, again, that's kind of well-known. And, see, this is what happens to my radio shows when there's no stuff there. And things. What the hell? Oh, my God. Yerks Tutu has been banned from the lounge. when mods get bored. Incible says, you mentioned your Excel spreadsheet. Is I know there isn't a way. I don't think there is a way. Honestly. If you're hardcore, see your softcore skills. I really don't think there is. Because I know they don't show up when you free the king and break hardcore, because then you could hardcore permit a skill that you didn't earn that run. So I have to say no, unless they show up on your private skill set. If they don't show up there, then I'm gonna have to say no. Because I really have never looked. So, sorry. Son of Beckett. So, Ash, doing your show tomorrow night, too. Yeah, that's my cover show. That's gonna be interesting. Because it's all covers. I found this absolutely beautiful cover that was sent to me last night by Ricky Kiki Taco. And I sent it to Haplo. And this is one of the songs that I played that I literally did have people threatening to kill, hurt, or maim my ears at con because I sent her that song. And, if you missed this, I'll explain the song in three words. Spice Girls, German, Smurfs. Go from there. Disemboweled. That could be my end exit song tonight. But you know, it is a cover. Oh gosh. Actually, if you've not seen it yet, go see the Kimberly Tripps video for Geek Girl, which is quite funny. If you're curious, go look at Wombatulum. I could probably tell you a number, and that would be easier for you to find her. 580814. Yeah, 580814. And you can go look in her display case, and she has links to the video. And she's in the band Ghibli Trip, which is a pretty cool band. I'm a level 7 accordion thief, says the Vampiric Ownage. And, Vampiric Ownage. Is that when you suck? Or... Oh, wait, no. Question. so bad. And I was wondering when I should fight the Knob Goblin King. I tried today, and he beat me pretty badly. Any suggestions? If he killed you on the first hit, you need more muscle. If he killed you on multiple hits, you need a better attack. You have accordion thief. You should just get a couple things to up your moxie. If you up your moxie enough, A, he's not going to hit you, and B, he'll be able to kill you. But I'm going to assume that you're asking that. It's because you're a relatively newer character. Let's go see. Who is... Yeah, you're a relatively newer character. So, yeah, that your first runs are going to suck until you have better items and things to use on your next time around. Correcting math teachers for years. And I can't Skype. So, yeah. Teacher's Assistant. 100-5959. That's four words. Well, phrases then. Meh. Do you have any ska music that you can play? Probably, but it's somewhere in my library of massive stuff and stuffy stuff. Also, if anybody wants to get in the Teacher's Assistant clan, just let me send a K-mail, and I'll add you in. Let's see here. That was four words. I know it's phrases. Deal with it. This is why I teach math. What do you do with the Geobait after you catch it? Turns it over to Nico so she can start a brothel. Oh, dear Lord. The appropriate gothiness. Arcane, which stainless steel item would you take into the start of an oxy loop? Since the oxy loop starts on Seal Clubber, I am so very much taking a Shill Lely with me. And that's what I did. And, oh, that was hot, hot goodness. Especially since I already had dual wield. Oh, it was awesome. Ash, you missed the gothy yesterday that won me the internet. I want to win the internet. Do I think Jick would ever implement new classes such as Mongoose Movers, Rock Rumblers, and Zimblards? No, there have been numerous times said there will not be any new classes because the way the game is built, it would require massive recoding of every major code chunk, and that's just asking for the game to be broken. So, they have said definitively, no, there will not be prestige classes, there will not be extra classes, it's going to be... You know, that's... So, no. Let's see here. Cilia Sodus asks, did we get to the bottom of that? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop thing? I mean, the outbid it, which should show be a disqualification. I think they did some, like, mechanical tongue thing to lick a lollipop and just, like, actually figure out. You know, this was when you get basically bored government researchers who have nothing else better to do, so they use our taxpayers on, you know, research like this. You know, they studied how much methane cow gas has. And that if you freeze a watermelon, it's less nutritional than if you eat it without it being frozen. and I'm like, and these are the pressing matters for life right now. Why? Why haven't you been working on, say, alternate fuel vehicles since the 1970s when we last went through an oil crunch? Oh, that's right, because you won politically, and then no one gave a rat's ass anymore, because we'll never run out of oil again, because we are the superpowers of the United States of America. Fear me. Yeah, that worked. Moving on. Governments, have you heard my new mechanical tongue thing? You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, if you figure it out, it would probably make just a great sex toy, and then you could be rich by making the mechanical tongue thing. oh boy, I'm so gonna get in trouble one of these days. Kill that gnat one of these days too. Do you ever think you will fill this entire show with questions without having to beg for them? I did it once. I think once I've actually had people ask me to send in enough questions and stuff. Divide by Zero says, "Get any suggestions what to do with extra food you don't want to eat? Save it for the next day or sell it? How many licks does it take to get to the center of your life partner?" Oh. Oh boy. The only way to rid your head of a 38 special song is with another 38 special. So. Nice. Oh, gosh. There's already a mechanical tongue thing as a sex toy. It's called a vibrating tongue bar. I'm being told, yeah, go back to the racism. That was better. Oh, jeez. Oh. I didn't say that quote about the 38 special. Somebody was saying that already. Okay, new content should be out in a matter of hours, since it will be Tuesday. Try 24. I tend to do it during rollover of Tuesday, so. What'd you most like to see come out? And the whole time frame for me to make some really bad joke using the word coming out has passed, so I guess I have to go with an actual serious answer. I'd like to see this new zone or two that Jake has said will be coming out before NS13. He's basically said that pretty much any and everything except for a couple of chunks will be out for people to deal with and understand before NS13. And he said that there is at least more than one new area. And so we've had the knob shaft. That's one. There should be like one or maybe two more new areas coming out. So we shall see. And stuff. Oh, yawn. Dear God. It's almost like you think Lixie is on air or something with all this sex talk and chat. Because, you know. Or it's Nama and Phoenix. Freeman asks, so if you're going back to the racism, why do the French insist you wear Speedos in their swimming pools no matter how old or fat the people wearing them are? No. Because I've seen. And I'm scarred for life. Arcane, admit that you want, what you really wanted to see come out was Lance Bass. Hit me with your ruler. I've been naughty. Oh, God. I'll let you deal with Leather, because, you know, she is the assistant in the classroom, that she is the mistress of whips, chains, and peanut butter, and we'll let her talk to you. What the hell are you people talking about? Oh my god. Keep your freaking dildo chucks away from me at con. I don't know. That's just wrong. Let's see here. Oh. No more questions. Have you not heard Scotland's Depraved? It's one of the best freaking songs, and there's a line in there that's like, whips, chains, and peanut butter. You're like, let's see if I can't Google search the lyrics, because they're just great. Okay, let's see here. Whips, chains, and peanut butter. Oh, come on. Here it is. Alright. Bring me some whiskey, mother. I'm feeling frisky, mother. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. That's how it starts out. And let's see here. Where is it? How many different versions are there? Oh, that's... Whips, chains, peanut... It was around here somewhere. Okay, gotta find it. Okay. Nope. Bring out the whiskey, mother. I'm feeling frisky, mother. Bring out the sheep, for I'm so lonely tonight. Bring out the sheets of rubber, whips, chains, and peanut butters. England's a beggar, but Scotland's depraved. It's a beautiful song, and it's quite hilarious. Yes, it is. Dear God. You're like so very much. Ooh, streakers. Yay. I think it is so very much time to get the heck out of here, because this place has completely collapsed into any semblance of normalcy, organization, or, well, sensibility. I thank you for the 140 of you who stuck around and didn't bail on me from Jake and Skullhead not being here, and I hope I entertained you, even though I have no answers to the meaning of life, anything in KOL or the universe. And so, yeah, I'm using bad words. What? KMD is up next. Hopefully, if he says that yes, he is really ready to go, then I can get this thing a rolling or something. Or maybe. Yes, we landed on the moon. Quit being stupid. Thank you. Have a nice night. Goodbye.